Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Go With It podcast. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a lifestyle content creator and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, self-care, self-improvement, and pretty much everything in between. So I don't know if it's because it's the start of a new month and my favorite month at that, or because I'm back in my routines, but I am having such a good week this week. I've had a very productive week, but it's also been a well-balanced week. We've done a little bit of shopping, a little bit of self-care, but also getting things done and crossing things off the to-do list, and I'm just feeling so dang good. And I want to share a little bit of this energy with you guys in today's episode. We are talking about things that I stopped doing in order to glow up and in order to continue glowing up, because I definitely feel like my glow up journey is far from over, but there are things that I've done along the way that I no longer do or I no longer believe in that have really helped me to elevate to this place that I'm at currently, both internally and externally. So I wanted to share some of the things that I stopped doing in order to get to where I'm at today. But before we get into that, just very quickly, mini life updates, nothing too big to share like in my last episode, which if you haven't listened to that episode, please pause this one and listen to that one first. But the only real updates I have so far, I took my first Pilates class for the first time in weeks. And when I tell you, I was shaking. My legs were trembling in this class. And what's crazy is that the class that I took this week was a 45-minute express class. And my usual classes that I take are 60 minutes. So even though it was shorter, I felt a burn. I felt a real burn. I was sweating, but I felt so good afterwards. And I just have to say, it feels so good to be back in the studio, back doing one of my favorite workouts. I love Pilates. I just feel so good during my Pilates classes. And what I love is that it's more slow, intentional movement. And the particular studio that I go to, they incorporate a lot of mindset within the class, which I love. So in the beginning of each class, we slow things down, we do a little bit of stretching, we meditate for a bit, and then we get into our workout. And then at the end of class, to wrap everything back up, we do some more stretches and kind of slow our minds down. And I just think it's like the perfect type of class to take. Pilates twice a week, strength 2 to 3 times a week, and daily walks are like my holy grail. I'm not a fitness coach or influencer by any means. I'm not saying that you need to do those things. I'm saying that is what I've found that I enjoy the most and that makes me feel the best. So I'm just happy to be back in my little workout routine. The next update that I have for you, I am officially back to posting 2 times a week on YouTube. I have re-fallen in love with making YouTube videos, and I've been loving my little community that I've been growing on YouTube because it just feels more interactive and more personal. And you get an inside peek of my everyday life, my day-to-day thoughts, things that I'm doing. And it just feels more personal because you can actually communicate back with me. Don't get me wrong, I love the podcast. I love, 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 love the community that we have on here. But sometimes the communication can feel just one way because it's mostly me speaking to a mic and you guys listening. And you guys might have thoughts or feelings about something. You know, there might be something that I share that really resonates with you, but unless you like actually reach out to me and let me know this resonated, or I agree with this, or I'm going through this, then I will never know, which I'm so grateful for the people who do reach out and, you know, share their thoughts or their personal experiences that relate to the episodes. It makes me feel like I'm actually talking to someone, even though I can see the numbers on the back end of my podcast and I can see how many people are listening and all of that good stuff. It still doesn't mean as much to having a real conversation with someone, to receiving a real DM from another person and having that communication. So that's why I've been putting more intention into my YouTube channel, because it's so much more personal than a podcast episode and short form content, because you don't really get to know someone over a 15-second reel or a 60-second TikTok. Like, yes, you can kind of get an idea of who someone is and their interests and things like that, but I feel like with YouTube, because it's such long-form content and you really get to know someone's routines and just day-to-day life, you really get to know them. And they start to feel like a friend. At least that's how I feel with some of my favorite creators, specifically on YouTube. I get familiar with the things that they do each week, or the things that they enjoy, or like certain updates that are happening in their life. Like, I feel like I'm one of their friends and I'm more up to date with their life and the things beyond what they show like on Instagram. So I have just fallen in love with YouTube once again, and the community and the connection. I think for me, and I know so many of you can relate to, just in your personal lives, craving connection and community. And that's a big reason why I love watching YouTube videos and creating YouTube videos, is because I get that sense of connection and community from others. And I know that I'm giving that as well to whoever watches my videos. So yeah, those are just some of my weekly updates. Nothing too crazy. I've just been focusing on getting back on track, getting back in my workflow, creating content, and finding my balance with all of the different platforms and everything. Also, before we get into today's episode, I just want to say thank you to all of the congratulations and well wishes on the news that I shared in my last episode. And also, I shared it in one of my last few vlogs on YouTube. I shared some recent life updates and new opportunities that I received. And I just want to say thank you so much to every person who DM'd me or left a comment on that YouTube video where I shared the news. Thank you so much. I'm so excited and I'm so happy that you guys are excited as I am, and to know that you guys feel the same way that I do about this situation and this opportunity. And that confirms for me that this is an aligned opportunity. Like, I already knew it for myself, but to just hear and see my community feel the same way, it's just extra confirmation that we are on the right track, we're doing the right thing, and I'm excited for that journey to begin very soon. That is all I have to say, so without further ado, let's just go ahead and get into it. So today's episode is sponsored by one of my tried and true hair care lines that I love, Lola V. Lola V is an award-winning hair care line founded by the hair goddess herself, Jennifer Aniston. Listen, we all put our hair through the wringer, through coloring, heat styling, stress, aging, the list goes on. And over time, it can take a toll on our hair, which is why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm. With the weather getting nicer, that also means humidity, and as a natural curly haired girl, the struggle with frizz is real, okay? If you have curly hair, you know. Which is why I rely on Lola V to keep my frizz under control with their perfecting leave-in conditioner that hydrates, fights frizz, and smooths. I also love their lightweight hair oil. I like to apply this after I style my hair. It also helps with frizz, smoothing split ends, and just gives me a nice shine without making my hair oily or greasy. Lola V is truly a holy grail line for me, and what's even better is they are clean, plant-powered, that are suitable for every hair type and texture. If you want to get your hands and hair on some Lola V for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at lolav.com when you use my promo code jshaw at checkout. That's lolavie.com, and use my promo code jshah at checkout. Thank you to Lola V for sponsoring today's episode. Okay, so let's get into some of the things that I stopped doing in order to glow up both internally and externally, because we're all about both, okay? We love taking care of ourselves, getting cute, getting put together, but we also know the importance of doing the deep inner work, working on our mindset, self-healing, all that good stuff. So this episode is going to cover a little bit of both aspects. But the first thing that I stopped doing in order to glow up is not committing to myself. So I saw a TikTok the other day where the creator was asking, why do we treat our jobs with so much respect but so little for ourselves? Her point in this video was basically saying, if we know we have to be at work at 9 a.m., we're going to get up and make sure we're there at 9, because that's a commitment that we've made, and we're going to do whatever we have to do to make sure that we honor that commitment. So why, when it comes to the commitments we make for ourselves, we don't have that same level of discipline? And I really loved this take because she really made some valid points and had me questioning myself with certain commitments that I wasn't showing up for. With this specific take that she shares, I know some people will argue, well, I go to work not because I want to, but because I have to and I need money to live, to pay my bills. And true, totally valid, but you also need your health to live. you also need your mental health to function. And I think that's just something to think about. As much as we need money to pay our bills and to survive and to thrive, we also need to take care of ourselves in order to live a happy, healthy, good life. We need to make sure that we're good on the inside and we have everything we need internally in order to live and survive. And for me, when it comes to my routines, my habits, and my daily practices, I've learned to adopt this specific mindset because how could I not show up for myself when I say I will? If I do my best to not disappoint my friends, my family, my job, my community, surely I can have that same level of respect for myself. And when you consistently commit to yourself, that is when you really begin to glow, especially from the inside. And that will eventually reflect on the outside. One, because you're doing the things that are helping you glow up, get better, get healthier. And secondly, you're showing yourself you can and you think you're important enough to show up for. And that is something to really sit with, is realizing that you are important enough to show up for, to stay committed to. And this mindset shift has helped me so much when I'm not feeling motivated to work out, or when I don't want to do certain things that I know will help me feel better. Realizing that this is a commitment that I've made to myself and I deserve to be shown up for. The second thing I stopped doing kind of piggybacks off of the first thing I stopped doing, but it's not prioritizing investing in myself. I love investing in myself. It's an act of self-care and self-love for me, whether that be investing in coaches, therapy, beauty treatments, wellness, fitness, my clothing, you name it. These investments are all part of how I've glowed up and continue to glow up. And I think something that a lot of specifically self-help people don't say is that investing in yourself does cost money sometimes. And that is just the honest truth. Don't get me wrong. We're so blessed to live in a time where there are so many free resources available to us that can help us glow up, like listening to podcasts, journaling, free YouTube videos, going on a walk, meditating. All of those things can be done without really having to spend any money. And doing these things is a great place to start on your self-improvement glow up journey. I know for me, when I didn't have the extra finances to invest in myself, these are the things that I relied on and did, and it helped me get to my next level. But I reached a place in my glow up journey, if you want to call it, where I realized that in order for me to continue elevating and reaching new levels, my investments became a little higher, and slowly I started investing a little more in myself where I could. I didn't invest in all of these things that I just talked about all at once. Let's be real, for most people, that isn't always possible, but I did make sure to begin prioritizing investing in myself in different ways, in bigger ways. And aside from just having the finances to invest in myself the way that I wanted to, I think one of the most important things I had to focus on was my mindsets and realizing that I was worth investing time and money into myself. When it comes to the free resources that we have, like listening to a podcast, watching a video, journaling, most people don't have any reservations around these things because it doesn't really cost much and they're not going to lose out on anything. But when it comes to actually having to spend money on yourself, whether it's in therapy or some sort of beauty treatment or elevating your style, that is when and where our limiting beliefs start to show up. I remember when it came to investing in my first business coach / life coach, I had so many fears and reservations around it. And honestly, it all came down to me questioning if I was worthy enough to invest a certain amount of money on myself. And I really had to work through those limiting beliefs and realize that I am worthy of spending X amount or getting certain things for myself but you really won't know what those limiting beliefs are until you make the move of trying to invest in yourself in some way. And if you do have a limiting belief that comes up for you, just know that is totally normal. And if anything, that is a sign that you are pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone and into a direction that's going to help you grow and glow up. And sometimes that can feel intimidating. I'm not saying to make financially illiterate decisions and to, you know, use all your savings that you have for an investment. Of course, let's be smart. But if there's something that you've been wanting to do, whether it's adding monthly facials to your self-care routine, or maybe investing in your first business coach, or upgrading your filming equipment, if there are any fears around that, make sure you work through that and don't let that stop you from elevating into your next level. So the third thing I stopped doing was waiting to be the best version of myself. And I want to share this post that I saw recently from Mel Robbins that really resonates with this statement. And she says in her post, if you want to change your life, just start acting like the person you want to become. In that post, she shares some scientific facts and this process. So the science behind acting like the person you want to become and then becoming that person is called behavioral action therapy. And basically, the more you act like the person you want to become, even when you don't feel like that person yet, the quicker you become them. So the stages in becoming the person you want to be is stage one, you act like the person you want to become. Stage two, your brain sees evidence that you're doing something differently. Stage three, you start to feel like you're becoming different. And then stage four, your brain shows you even more opportunities to change. I so resonate with this. When I think about the version of myself today and what my life looks like today, things didn't just happen for me the way that I wanted them to, and then I changed who I was and then became this version that I am today. I had to first act like I was already this version who had a successful podcast full of an amazing community of like-minded women, even though my reality back then was 5 people were listening to my episodes and like 2 of those people were my best friends. I also had to act like the wellness girly who loved working out, who lived a well-balanced lifestyle, even though at the time I hated working out and I would rather do takeout than cook. And I'm not gonna lie, when I did first start acting like the person I wanted to be, who was living the life that I wanted, which is who I am today and the life that I live today, it felt weird. It felt uncomfortable. And I felt like I was lying to myself and I was pretending to be someone that I wasn't. But you know what? Sometimes you have to fake it until you make it, and you cannot think your way into a new life. You have to act your way there. So if this is you, if you have been waiting to be the best version of yourself, this is what I want you to do, okay? I want you to think of who is the best version of yourself. What does she look like? Is she successful? What does her career look like? Her life, her friendships, her relationships? Where is she living? What is she doing? How can you begin acting like that version right now, today? How can you start acting like her? So, for example, let's say that your future self, your the best version of yourself that you're envisioning, she is a successful entrepreneur, okay? Maybe she has her own business of some sort, her own brand. What habits would that version of you have? And how can you start implementing those in your life today? Really put yourself in the mindset of your future self and really see what their life looks like from a day-to-day perspective, from their little habits to their lifestyle, everything. So stop waiting to be the best version of yourself and be her now. Nothing gives me naked confidence than after a really good spin or Pilates workout class. I feel so strong and so confident afterwards, and a very close second would definitely be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet, and yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi, and flash forward 6 years later and her game-changing whole body deodorant has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love feeling confident from head to toe. I've tried it all over my body and I was pleasantly surprised. I initially thought Lumi would just mask my odors, but it goes beyond that. It prevents them from happening in the first place thanks to the mandelic acid, and it's also aluminum-free, baking soda-free, and pH balance for safe use anywhere. If you're interested in trying out Lumi for yourself, Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice like their mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and you get free shipping. New customers can get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link when you go to lumideodorant.com and use our promo code GLOW at checkout. That's lumedeodorant.com and use our promo code GLOW at checkout. So the next thing I stopped doing, I think this is number 4 or 5, but it's settling for just good enough. So we hear a lot of advice about not settling for the bare minimum. And listen, I completely agree with this. I think no one should settle for the bare minimum. But something I believe is not talked about enough is not settling for just good enough either. So some examples of what settling for just good enough can look like: maybe staying at a job that you dread going to, maybe the environment is a little toxic, but you stay because at least you get paid well and you have great benefits. Or it could also look like being in a relationship with a quote unquote nice guy who you like enough, but you know you don't love him, you're not in love with him, maybe he doesn't meet all of your needs, but you stay in the relationship because there really isn't anything terribly wrong in the relationship, and in your opinion, it's better than being single. Or it could also look like keeping certain friends around who don't really pour into you, who don't make you feel seen, but you continue to hang out with them because, again, in your opinion, it's better than not having any friends at all. I think not settling for just good enough is infinitely harder than not settling for the bare minimum, because not settling for good enough requires you to let go of something that is okay for something even better. And oftentimes settling for just good enough always comes with us trying to convince ourselves it's not that bad, or it could be worse, but this, but that. But in all honesty, refusing to settle for just good enough reflects on your worth. And it's like giving a signal saying, okay, show me how good it gets. Show me what is of my highest good. This is great, but I want even better. And I have practiced not settling for just good enough in so many different areas of my life, whether it's been with jobs, friendships, relationships, certain opportunities. Even recently, there have been certain opportunities that I received, and I actually think that I talked about this not too long ago, maybe like a few episodes ago. I received an opportunity, and the opportunity was great, okay? It came with really good perks, and it sounded good, and the people were nice, but there were a few minor details that were a big buts for me. Like, there were things that really mattered to me and were important to me, and this particular opportunity did not offer those things. And I was teeter-tottering between taking this opportunity or not, and there was a part of me, and I know it's my intuition and my higher self saying, girl, it gets better. This is good, but don't settle for just good enough. And I almost did. I'm not even going to lie. I almost took the opportunity, but at the very last second, I pulled out and I said, you know what? This is a great opportunity, but it's not the best opportunity for me. And a few months later, I was blessed with an opportunity that was even better. And I know that was me being rewarded for choosing not to settle for just good enough. Okay, the next thing that I stopped doing is not looking put together. Always looking put together and putting effort in my appearance has been a huge mood booster, and I don't even care to look presentable for others. I want to look presentable for me, myself, and I. When I am put together, I feel better, I look better, I'm more motivated. And when I say put together, I'm not saying that I wear makeup every single day, or I do my hair really nicely every single day, or that I put on a real outfit every day, but I have found my core looks and styles that always make me feel and look put together, whether that's just wearing a simple loungewear set with some cute jewelry and my hair up in a clip, or maybe wearing a cute workout set with my hair slicked back in a bun and my skincare done. Or it could be putting on like a really cute monochromatic outfit and my hair done and a full face of makeup, okay? Looking put together to me is not a one size fits all type of thing. It's looking put together for every given situation and circumstance. And I also just want to say this as well. There are days when I'm not put together, like the first day of my period, or maybe I'm doing a Sunday reset and I'm spending the day cleaning and organizing and I don't want to look put together. Or maybe I'm just in a funk that day and I just want to have a rot day. You better believe I have my go-to rot attire outfits. But for the most part, I do like to be intentional in looking put together most days, okay? But there are definitely days where I'm like, I could care less about how I look. I just want to be comfy and cozy. And those days are absolutely needed and necessary. And honestly, I think I want to do a separate episode on this topic, maybe like micro habits to always looking put together, because there's so much more I want to say about this. But overall, putting intention every single day in looking put together, again, whether that's just a workout set or a full-on outfit or loungewear at home, makes just me feel like that girl, and I just show up more confidently. The next thing I stopped doing was focusing on what's trending versus what suits me best. So this mainly applies to like my fashion, my style, beauty trends, things like that. I know trends come and go, and there are certain trends that I personally love and am into right now. So this isn't an anti-trendy tip that I have for you, but let's be really real. It can be so exhausting and also very inauthentic to feel like you have to change your look from the way that you dress, your hair, how you do your makeup, based on what's currently trending. Especially with TikTok, I feel like a new trend is coming out every other month. And I'm like, can we just be authentic to what we like and what we feel good in? Trends come and go so easily, it's impossible to keep up. And not to mention, not every trend is made for every person, and that is absolutely okay. I honestly think this just comes with age, but as I get older, I become more confident in simply doing what I like and what I know suits me best and not really caring about what other people think. I know some people think like having neutral nails is boring, or, you know, dressing in neutral colors is boring and basic and blah, 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 blah. And if I truly cared about those opinions, or if I took those opinions to heart, I would be buying things that I don't actually like or feel comfortable and confident in. And I think nothing makes someone glow more than someone who walks in their own truth, who has their own identity, their own way of doing things. That just exudes this energy of confidence. And this has been, I think, one of the biggest things that has helped me glow up, is just finding my own confidence, walking in my own truth, liking what I like, and not caring to impress others or to keep up with others or to feel like I fit in. Again, are there certain trends that I love that are on trend right now? Absolutely. But I'm not going to base my whole style, my whole life, my clothes, my hair, my makeup simply on what is trending. So the next thing I stopped doing was getting in my own way. So the truth of the matter is, we can truly be our own biggest haters sometimes. And the reason for why we aren't where we want to be, who we want to be, so often we blame others, we blame circumstances for why we aren't where we want to be in life, or why we haven't done certain things, or why we aren't who we want to be, because it takes away the responsibility that we have for why things are the way that they are. And getting in your own way can look like telling yourself that a goal or a dream you have is unrealistic. It can look like stopping yourself before you even begin, or it could look like giving yourself excuses or reasons why you can't do something, or it could sound like limiting beliefs. If you are in a position or in a place right now in your life where you know you aren't where you want to be, you haven't done some of the things that you said you're going to do, you haven't evolved or grown into the person you know you can be, I need you to be really real with yourself and ask yourself, how have I been getting in my own way? Because it's so easy to say, oh, you know, I haven't started my business because my parents say that it's not a good idea. I don't dress the way that I want to dress because my friends think that style is ugly. I haven't started posting on social media because I know that my family is going to make fun of me. All of those things can very well be true, but at the end of the day, it's your choice if you are going to allow those things to stop you. So, the second you get out of your own way, start living in your truth, start doing the things that are on your heart to do and living the life that is most authentic to you, that is when you truly begin to glow. And the last thing that I stopped doing in order to glow up was surrounding myself with people who stunted my growth and my glow up journey. When you want to begin glowing up or embarking on your self-improvement journey, it's so important that you do not surround yourself with people who are going to discourage you from that. They don't have to understand your journey, but being around anyone who discourages you from growing, getting better, improving, is only going to make the journey more difficult than it already is. If you are currently on your self-improvement glow up journey, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. We are already dealing with our own inner battles, our own self-doubt, that we don't need others adding on to that. Someone stunting your growth isn't always going to come out in very obvious ways. They can be subtle digs here and there. They can be sly comments that people make when you try to do something differently or, you know, start a new goal. So just be very mindful of who you're surrounding yourself with or who you're sharing your glow up journey with, because they can make the journey even more difficult. I'm not saying that other people have the power to stop what is for you and what you're capable of, but if you don't want to make the journey even harder, just be mindful of that. I know once I stopped surrounding myself with people who didn't believe in my journey but then only wanted to see me as maybe past versions of myself, I was able to fully flourish and blossom into who I was trying to become because I wasn't being held down by all that weight. So these are just some of the things that I've stopped doing in order to glow up and as I continue to glow up. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I would love to hear what was your favorite tip in today's episode. Feel free to send me a DM. As a final reminder, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel if you want to connect a little deeper. The link to that will be in the show notes. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.